You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Brooks High School in Lauderdale County, Alabama. Killen is the town. We're glad to be here today as I talk to Brenna Williams. She is an educator here at Brooks High School, and they have a kindness program that has been implemented. And thanks to the Lauderdale County Schools page, I saw what Brenna was doing and wanted to be able to recognize this effort today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Brenna.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And when you think about what's been accomplished so far and the first step, what was that to get this started?
The first step was several years ago when I first went down to junior high. I was teaching seventh grade at the time, and I just wanted to give the kids an opportunity if they wanted to say nice things anonymously that they could, and they took it and kind of ran with it, I thought, at the time, and we had, I don't know, 300 to 500 compliments out of them, and it was great. And then here we are 5 years later with 12,000 compliments school-wide. So the first steps are definitely, there were baby steps, lots of growth opportunities there.
Was there something in particular that you noticed at that time that you felt like this was really important to do?
You know, middle school is hard. It's really hard. I had taught juniors before that, so I was with older kids, and going down and seeing 12 and 13 year olds, they are just in a different chapter of life, and sometimes that chapter is not always very pretty. And there wasn't any one moment other than just wanting those kids to have a moment to feel like they all cared about each other, even if they were starting to hit that point of life where they have friend groups and cliques, and it gave them an opportunity to know that they're still united, even though they maybe don't always hang out together.
Now, I don't know if social media existed maybe when you were in high school. I think it probably did.
It did.
It didn't when I was in high school. And so there's a difference in how we grew up. And so these 12 and 13-year-olds are bombarded with a lot of information, a lot of different avenues to connect with people. It can be difficult because it's not always good. It's not always positive.
Absolutely. Sure. And I don't know that we're that far apart in age. So the kids, it is very different. When I tell them that, you know, I had a cell phone in high school, but it didn't have a camera, or, you know, we had Facebook and some other, I won't date myself too much more, but some other older social medias that aren't around. And we didn't have them on phones. We didn't have that access at our fingertips all the time. The kids are always blown away when I tell them that at one point we paid per text message. They, you know, they've lost touch with that. And so they really don't always see the best sides of social media because they do have it at their fingertips all the time. So
how does an effort like this, when it comes to a kindness program, how does that help to combat or to give another avenue to these young people where maybe they're not receiving a lot of kindness sometimes, or feeling that from other people?
Yeah, so the way that it's set up is there's a certain amount of fail-safes in there where every kid is guaranteed to get at least 3 compliments. If they've done their job, they all do their job, they all get 3 compliments. And so I'm proud to say that we've never had a year when anyone only had 3, and which is just phenomenal, because then they get them and they see that, hey, somebody went out of their way and took a moment to say something extra that they didn't have to. And so I guess for me, I hope that it shows them that there are nice things being said about them all the time, even if they don't receive it. And another lesson, you know, that I try to talk to them about when we started is that there's always something nice to say. There's always a kind word to be said, and we leave it anonymous. And I kind of make the joke with the kids that, you know, you can compliment your arch nemesis and they don't have to know that you felt that way, but that it's still a good practice to find that kind thing to say, because, you know, that's a life skill. Sometimes people just need you to build them up, even if you don't necessarily want to at that moment.
We can get into habits. So if we habitually say negative things about people, we're criticizing, we're looking for the bad,
right,
we'll find it. The same way, if we're looking for the good, if we're looking for the positive, we're going to find that too.
Sure.
And it's just a matter of what we're practicing and what we're doing is what's going to come out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know for the 2 weeks that it's open, or that it was open this year, it's kind of varied each year, just kind of as the wind blows. You know, we've just given the kids as much time as the schedule allows. And, you know, but for that whole window that it's open, you know, the teachers that are encouraging them to do it are every day saying, hey, don't forget to write your compliments. Don't forget to send stuff to people. Don't forget to let your friends know. And, you know, even like this year, they've always had this opportunity, but with it being school-wide, we had the faculty and staff when available to them, that none of those are guaranteed. We as adults aren't guaranteed to get those compliments, and that's okay. But the kids really impressed me, because our lunchroom ladies and our janitors and our SRO are the ones who got the most compliments on campus. And that, to me, says a lot about the teenagers who people so often think don't notice those people absolutely have noticed those people. They see the importance in those people keeping our campus going. And to me, that's huge. Teenagers get the worst reputation for not caring, and they do care. They just don't always know how to say it and where to say it.
I just had an interview last week in Op, Alabama, mm-hmm. and it was with an author, Bridges Anderson. He is a coach for boys and girls basketball, and he's also the janitor at the very same school.
Oh, okay.
And so we talked about how he can connect with students in the various ways,
right.
being a basketball coach, connecting with the athletes, but then as a janitor, connecting in a special way. I know when I was in school, mm-hmm. there was something about the janitor. I would talk to them and connect with them in a way that I may not otherwise with a teacher, even cafeteria workers. There was right. something about those ladies working in the cafeteria that they befriended me and always nice to me, and that meant something.
Absolutely. You know, I think that those are the people that don't have to love you, and they do anyway. You know, I think the kids expect that to some degree their teachers have to talk to them. To some degree their teachers have to give them that daily interaction, whereas those other people don't. And so it's really, truly, it's an extra bit of, you know, niceness that they get from them. And to see them return that was unbelievable.
So I know you did not want to make this about you, but I do want to at least find out what caused you to want to be an educator, to work in the schools.
That's a good question. I tell the kids all the time that I didn't know I wanted to be an educator until I already was one. I was in college and had changed my degree a few times, and really English was my strong suit. And so I just thought, you know, my mom had said for years, you're going to be a high school English teacher. And I kept saying, you are insane. There is no way. And so I ended up taking some education classes. I thought, you know, I'll try this out. We'll see how it goes. And they went well. It all kind of just fell into place. And then, you know, when I graduated college, there certainly was not a teacher shortage. And so jobs were hard to come by. And I kept thinking, well, maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to do. Maybe, you know. And so by the time I did get a job, I had decided I loved it. I loved being, you know, around young people and helping guide them into that next step. And so I guess I kind of stumbled across being an educator on accident, but it was what was meant to be. I wouldn't change careers now for anything.
It wasn't an accident to your mom.
Oh, definitely not. She saw that coming from a mile away. But
so you were in the junior high school teaching at that level.
Yes.
And now you're at the high school level.
Right.
What grade do you teach?
I have 11th grade.
11th grade. Mm-hmm. English.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I remember Miss Webster was my English teacher at Lauderdale County High School. She's still there teaching today.
Yes.
She's a great teacher.
That's a great educator right there to stick it out that long. Yeah.
And writing is so important.
Yeah.
With social media and posting,
right.
this message is kind of for young people now and those who are interacting, but it does represent us, how we write, how mm-hmm. we articulate ourselves.
Yeah.
I started writing for a local newspaper a few weeks ago, and I really enjoy that. It challenges me.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was very strict about how I wrote. I would show her a paper, and I've said this before, I would show her a paper, and I was looking for her to say, wow, great content, wonderful story.
Right.
It was more about, Mark, you need to fix this, you need to fix that. How did you like the story?
Yes.
But
yes.
there was a learning curve for me, and it helped a lot to have her
certainly.
To critique it like that.
Yes. And I think we're definitely, you know, seeing with the effects of COVID still on kids missing a good bit of school those couple of years that we were really out a lot for COVID. And so it has been interesting to be back up in 11th grade. And, you know, I've got kids that are definitely college bound and kids that are definitely skill trade and career bound. And I try to express to them both ways where writing is going to be important and knowing how to convey your thoughts is going to be important, whether you're continuing education or going straight into the career field. Either way, that's an important skill to have. So I hope that maybe they're getting something.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Brenna Williams. She's an 11th grade English teacher at Brooks High School. We're in Killen, Alabama. Lauderdale County Schools Alabama page shared about the Kindness Project, where students are complimenting other students. And it's a great way to recognize young people, to show that you care. And it can be a great motivator for them and encouragement to them. And we're going to go into another segment. In that segment, I want Brenna to share about the program itself, the details of it, so that wherever you're at, you may think about, if you're an educator yourself, you're involved with the school system, this might be something you put into place. So I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. We're on location at Brooks High School in Killen, Alabama, as I have with me Brenna Williams, who's an 11th grade English teacher at Brooks High School, and she is sharing about the Kindness Project here at Brooks High School. It's been an amazing effort. She talked a little bit about the kids receiving these compliments, at a minimum, three compliments, and that can be an encouragement to them. I was very excited to come talk to Brenna today. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Brenna Williams.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And this Kindness Project can take off from not only the Killen area, this Lauderdale County area, but beyond, as people listening outside of this area might think about, well, what if I implemented this where I'm at? And it could be at a church, it could be at a school, it could be anywhere. Yeah. You can put this into place.
Absolutely. I've actually had a couple of educators locally reach out about, hey, can you send me the information on how to get this started? And I'm working on that. I'm trying to get a nice little sample Google folder going so that it kind of can walk them through it. And, you know, I'm happy to share my email with you and we can put it out there and people are welcome to ask about that or reach out on social media. I'm happy to share any of that because I would love to see it expand. You know, we've expanded it from just 7th grade to 7th through 12th grade here, and I would love to see it in other schools. It's a very special program for sure.
Replication is so important. And when you can replicate something that is good and make it easy for somebody to be able to follow the instructions, okay, I can do it here. This is how Brenna did it. This is how we're going to do it where we are. And the replication can just continue on.
Sure.
Anybody can pick it up and just run with it.
Absolutely. I will say they have to have, they must have a good, as I call, teacher tribe. They've got to have a good teacher family to help them. I can't claim that I did this all by myself because I certainly didn't. There's a group of teachers here that are my best friends on and off campus that this would have never come to fruition school-wide without them. Absolutely not. There were lots of small steps and big steps that without some extra hands in the pot, there's no way it would have happened. So definitely got to have a good group of teachers to help you out too.
So were you just sitting at the cafeteria table one day with several teachers and said, I have this idea? Or did you send out an email? How did you pull the teachers, the ones that started with you early on, the ones that you were kind of building that circle? How did you do that?
The first year I kind of did it just with myself with my kids in my class, and it was small enough that it was manageable by myself. And then after doing that about, I guess it was 2 years, some of the other teachers said, hey, let's go ahead and extend it to 8th grade this year. The 8th graders have said they want to do it again. Can you help us do it for the 8th grade? And I said, sure. And so I showed them, hey, here's what you need. And so they kind of took care of, you know, the 8th grade that year, and I was taking care of the 7th grade. And we all at that point were all hands on deck. 7th grade teachers were coming in and saying, hand me some papers to tell me what to do, because, you know, last year the middle school had 5,000 compliments by themselves. So it grew quickly. And then this year when I wanted to do it school-wide, I went to those junior high teachers that I worked in their hallway just last year and said, hey, I want to go school-wide, but I need you guys. I need your help. And they said, sure, tell us what to do. And so I had some high school teachers that were more than happy to take on posting it in their online classrooms so the kids could complete it. And then several teachers that were willing to help cut the compliments and sort them out and read through them for quality and make sure that everything was flowing the way it needed to, because there is no way I could have done 12,000 compliments by myself. Definitely not.
And you got the silly kid sometimes who slips in things, so you have to go through and make sure.
There's always one.
Right. I get it. I was just picturing that moment when you pull that, when it's, well, that's not going to make the compliment
and
list.
Sometimes there are kids that send, they on a surface level look unkind, and then when you see who it's going to and who it's from, you know that they are buddies and they have a going joke about it. And it's really, you really have to know the kids. You really have to know who runs with who and who kind of jokes about what, so that it's, you can leave the funny ones in there that you might take out if you didn't know the kids.
Okay. Is there a standard form?
Yes. So there's a Google form, and the Google form has every kid in one grade level. And so the kids in that grade level can go through and they can select whoever they want out of their grade, and then they scroll to the bottom and the next part of the form is, please type your compliment for whoever you're writing for. Remember, it's anonymous. If you want to sign your name, that's fine. Otherwise, whatever they type in that box is what we print out. And so they can go through and send as many compliments to one person as they want, or as many compliments. There are several kids that send them to everyone in their grade, which is always very impressive. And so sometimes they sign their names and they want whoever it is to know it's them, and sometimes they don't, depending on, you know, how well they know that kid, or how willing they are to, you know, share that compliment openly.
In the last segment, you mentioned that teachers would remind students to do this because they can get preoccupied pretty quick.
Sure. And
so did you take maybe 5 minutes or part of a class and say, we're going to spend this time doing this? Or is this something that they do that they can connect with? I don't know, do they have their computer that they carry home and they can do this?
The way we did it is the first, when we started it, they had a little video that they watched that just kind of refreshed them. And for kids that had transferred in, it just explained to them what we were doing, why we were doing it. And then we use Schoology in Lauderdale County, or at least here at Brooks. And so in our Schoology classroom, all of the English teachers in the high school and a couple of math and science teachers in the middle school posted the link to the Google form in their Schoology class. So I know for me personally, there were several times that if we had 5 or 10 minutes at the end of class, I would say, hey, don't forget to send some compliments. You've got 5 minutes. Do it. And then they can access that link 24/7 for however many days it's open. They just go into Schoology on their Chromebook, click on it, or they can get, even the ones that are logged in on Schoology on their phones can go in when they're at home, do it anytime they want to, as many times as they want to, for the whole time it's open. So it's neat because a lot of the time they'll send them, they'll say, I'm going to go home and send to so-and-so. And then, they don't necessarily want to always do it at school because that's when they get to socialize.
Right.
Yeah.
Chromebook. That's what I was thinking about. I knew that kids had
something
that I didn't have when I was in school.
Same.
So they get to carry their technology with them home. Yes. This is something that they have from the school. They take home and bring back and forth.
Yes. Every student in Lauderdale County has Chromebooks now. It's a one-to-one technology.
That may be something that other people are learning as we speak, that they haven't heard of that.
Sure.
Because they're so far removed from students in school.
Yeah.
Chromebook is a computer that kids can carry home and do their work.
Right.
And bring back and forth to school. So if you did not know that, that's what today brings students is the Chromebook.
Yes.
And as far as someone listening right now, and if they wanted to connect and find out more about this, Brenna, you shared a little bit about it. How could they connect with you? I know you said you would be willing to share your email where they could send a message and say, tell me how to get started.
Sure, yeah. My email is brennawilliams.bw, as in Brenna Williams, @gmail.com. And they're welcome to send me an email. They're welcome to contact me on any of my social media. There aren't a whole lot of Brenna Williams out there in the North Alabama area. So they are welcome to find me on Facebook or Instagram and send a message that way. And once I have that whole template ready to go, I'm happy to send it out or sit down with someone and say, hey, here's how you implement it. Because there are lots of layers and lots of phases that go into making it happen, definitely.
And a very important part of this that we don't want to leave out is the kindness token.
Yes. So the tokens is actually something that April Houghton of Seven Wood Designs at Studio 23 started a couple of months ago. She has shared the story on her socials about that she had a friend that just, had some mental health stuff going on and just said, I really wish that she really wished that she could spread that people are loved and wanted. And so she started making these little wooden tokens and she sends them out through her website for free. It's kind of her own personal, kindness project where she's trying to pay it forward. And so I reached out to her and just said, hey, I would love to pay you your cost if you'll at least share that with me, because she takes donations for them. That's how she pays for them. And she sent me her cost, and then she actually ended up posting on her social media that she had someone reach out that wanted to give them out to high school students and if any of her followers would like to donate. And her followers covered what we had asked for.
Wow.
So we do have a ton of community members that donate to this project, because there is another thing we give out to the kids. And so she has really been a blessing to this, because I was totally prepared, to try to pay her the cost for that. And she managed to get her followers of her business to donate and totally cover that cost for us. And I know she has sent the chips out. She posted the other day that they're now international. She's done a few in some other languages and sent them out. And so she has been awesome. April has been great.
I can see years down the road having something tangible where you're going through a difficult time as a grown-up. Maybe you lost a job.
Right.
Something's happened that's difficult in your life, and you go back and you look at the compliments or you look at the kindness token.
Right.
And you remember that there was that time and people complimented you and saw your talent, your ability. That could really mean a lot for a person 20 years down the road.
Right, right. So that's kind of the hope of them. And I think with her, people that are ordering them and just kind of passing them out everywhere. But that was kind of the hope here too, is that the kids could take them home, have them in their pocket, have them in a purse, a wallet, a backpack, wherever they want it, and just see it and just remember, hey, somebody loves me. Somebody wants me here. You know, the mental health issues going on among teenagers right now is just, it's devastating. It's truly just devastating. And so the goal is to remind them constantly that they are valued and that they are needed here.
Congratulations on 12,000 plus compliments this year.
Yes, they absolutely just blew it out of the water this year. The kids ran with it. We kind of had a friendly competition going where I told them that the grade with the most genuine compliments would get a prize of some kind. So I think that that fueled them a little bit, but they had to be genuine. And I, you know, I tried to stress that to them. You can't send your cool to everyone in your grade and it count for 125 compliments. But they really did send some very heartfelt, meaningful things. Absolutely.
Brenna Williams, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about this kindness project. I hope that it is an encouragement to someone listening and that they'll want to implement it where they are.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to see that. And there are so many ways to expand it into your school and to even make it into a fundraiser for other groups. There are all kinds of ways to go about doing this.
Excellent. Yeah. Email address one more time.
BrennaWilliams.bw@gmail.com.
Brenna Williams, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner, so I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their mercantile and cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. And now, here's Cora White.
That's Sam I Am, that's Sam I Am. I do not like that Sam I Am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox? Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I will not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Would you, could you, in a car? Eat them, here they are. I would not, could not, in a car. You may like them, you will see. You may like them in a tree. I would not, could not, in a tree. Not in a car, you let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. A train, a train, a train. Could you, would you on a train? Not on a train, not in a tree, not in a car, Sam. You let me be. I would not, could not in a box. I could not, would not with a fox. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Say, in the dark? Here in the dark. Would you, could you in the dark? I would not, could not in the dark. Would you, could you in the rain? I would not, could not in the rain. Not in the dark, not on a train. Not in a car, not in a tree. I do not like them, Sam, you see. Not in a house, not in a box. Not with a mouse, not with a fox. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. You do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Could you, would you with a goat? I would not, could not with a goat. Could you on a boat? I could not, would not on a boat. I will not with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark, not in a tree, not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. You do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may. Try them, and you may, I say. Sam, If you will let me be, I will try them. You will see. Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam I Am. And I would eat them in a boat, and I would eat them with a goat. And I will eat them in the rain, and in the dark, and on a train, and in a car, and in a tree. They're so good, you see. So I will eat them in a box, and I will eat them with a fox. I will eat them in a house, and I will eat them with a mouse. And I will eat them here and there. Say, I will eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you, Sam I Am. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.